This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I want to get straight into it today with maybe a little bit of tough love. Often people ask the question, like, why isn't it here yet? Why haven't I got the thing yet? And I want to say to you, with as much love, care, and compassion as possible, that the reason that you don't have the thing yet is because you're not an energetic match for the thing yet. And if you want to know what you are an energetic match for, look around you. Look around you, because that will tell you exactly where you are at in your manifestation process. Now, that does not mean that you can't shift your alignment like now, actually. It doesn't mean that that is not possible. And what is also true is that the physical representation of the thing that you are creating is the last thing to happen. Now, what happens before the physical manifestation is that you will find energetic alignment between the way that you feel and the beliefs that you have will line up with the thing that it is that you desire. And what happens when you get alignment in those areas is that you feel it in your body. There is a cellular knowing that what it is that you desire is on its way to you. Like, it's literally just a waiting game. And there is something so delicious, so exquisite, so just like, about that feeling. I remember getting that feeling when I knew that I was going to hit a million. And what happened actually was that the decision that I was going to become a seven-figure entrepreneur happened in an instant. So I knew when I decided, and I felt it. I felt it differently. You know, prior to that moment in time, I had said that I wanted to make a million, but it was a wish. It was a hope. It was a dream. And honestly, I did not feel comfortable talking about it because really, I didn't think that it was possible for me. And I thought that if I spoke about it, it would be wildly embarrassing because everybody would see me fall flat on my face. Like, I hadn't decided that the game was on. But the moment that I decided, I decided. So there was a cellular shift in that decision, and I felt it. Then from that point on, inspired and aligned action consistently. And so the more inspired and aligned action that I took, the more that knowing was able to anchor in. And what happened was that I became an energetic match for the million in my energetic field. And I could feel that. I could feel the match in my body. And outside of just saying that you will know, you know, like when people say, how do you know when you're in love? You just know. You just know when it happens. You get the butterflies in your stomach and they do the grossest thing and you're just like, it doesn't matter. I'm here for it and I'm here for you. You just know there's a shift from I like this person to, oh shit, I'm in love with this person. It's the same with the thing that you're looking to create. You go from, yeah, kind of to, oh no, it's done. And then your willingness to take the aligned and inspired action over a consistent basis, that then begins to change your reality. And you will start to see signposts that your reality is shifting. Your experience of reality is shifting to be more in alignment with the identity of the person, the version of you that already has what it is that you desire. And that's a very, very exciting place to be, But let me tell you that if you don't have what it is that you want yet, you're not a match for it. And that's okay, because everything else that I've just said, which is very simple, aligned and inspired action on a daily basis, will take you one step closer to seeing the energetic alignment, which has to happen first, transmuting into the physical manifestation of the thing. Okay? So I don't want you to beat yourself up if you're not a match for it yet. Ask yourself, what is it that I get to let go of? What is it that I choose to believe? What is it that I'm willing to decide in this moment that gets to be true for me? And really go back to the episode where I talk about, and we'll link it in the show notes for the number, the episode where I talk about ways to accelerate your speed of manifestation. That podcast is going to be super, super helpful for what it is that we are talking about when it comes to becoming a match for what it is that you desire. Right? I love you. You're amazing. If you have enjoyed this podcast, share it with a friend. Let this be your good deed for the day. Share it with a friend who you haven't shared a previous episode with. Tag me on Instagram, and I look forward to being in your earbuds in the next episode. In the meantime, please remember, my friend, that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.